How could the water supply to a city in the United States in the year 2016 be poisonous? So poisonous that US celebrities like Cher are donating thousands of bottles of water to the local residents. Residents have been getting sick from the pollution of the water, apparently because of corroded lead pipes. So authorities have announced an investigation into why the drinking water in the Michigan city of Flint has been contaminated.
I understand the anger and frustration of the families and citizens of Flint. As a father, as a husband, as Attorney General, as a citizen of the state of Michigan, I'm angry and frustrated too. And as I have stated many times, I would certainly not bathe a newborn child or a young infant in this bad water. And if you can't drink the bad water, you shouldn't pay for it. Now make no mistake about it. Without fear and without favor, this independent investigation will be high performance and the chips fall where they may.
That's Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette announcing the investigation into Flint's water supply and the contamination. The US President has placed Michigan under a state of emergency as authorities scramble to deal with the city's worst ever health crisis. Journalist Ronald Fonger is a reporter for the Flint Journal. He's been writing about the water contamination since 2014 when the city first started using the Flint River as its water source. He joins us from Flint now. Ronald, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you.
Ronald, you had a front row seat to this story since it began almost 2 years ago. Briefly, can you explain how this crisis has unfolded?
It's been a process. The city of Flint has been in had financial problems for quite some time, so much so that in 2011, the governor of Michigan appointed an emergency manager to take over its financial affairs. And one of the decisions that was made in the about 2 years later was a decision by that emergency financial manager to use temporarily the Flint River instead of a better quality of water that the city had been using from Lake Huron. It was designed to be a temporary change. It was designed to save millions of dollars for the city, and it was designed only to last until a water pipeline that's under construction to the lake is finished.
Okay, so it was designed to save money primarily. Were there warnings back at that time? Did they have any idea that this could be dangerous for the residents? Because what's happened here is that the old pipes, the untreated water, they've come together, it's corroded, and it's put lead poisoning into the system. That's the major concern, isn't it?
Correct. Lead and Legionnaires is also being looked at. We had a very bad outbreak of Legionnaires here last year and in late 2014, and they have not been able to rule out that there may be some association there.
So you've had Legionnaires and you've had signs of lead poisoning. What? Tell us exactly what the health effects on the residents of Flint have been. What's emerged?
We've had with Legionnaires, we've had 10 deaths in that period, and that's why that is so concerning. Mm. Again, that hasn't been linked positively, and it hasn't been ruled out either. As with the lead poisoning, we have had a lot of people complain of a lot of different symptoms. The primary concern here is the level of exposure that infants and young children had after the water was found to have been so corrosive. A doctor in Flint studied the blood lead levels of children and infants from Flint and found that the percentage of children with elevated blood lead levels had doubled since the city switched to using the Flint River as its water source.
That's in less than 2 years. And Ronald, Flint is predominantly poor, predominantly of colour. Some commentators make the point this wouldn't happen in a white middle-class American city. Do you think this crisis would have been handled differently if it was somewhere other than the city of Flint?
I can't answer that, but I can tell you this. Those disadvantages and problems that the city of Flint faces and has faced for decades are true, and they are there. And it's just a matter of fact that the people in the city of Flint do not wield the same economic and or political muscle that a lot of wealthier communities do.
So in the meantime, we heard the Bill Schuette there they're announcing this investigation. Some people don't have a lot of faith in that. But in the meantime, how are the residents of Flint getting access to clean water? We've heard that some celebrities like Cher have donated thousands of bottles of water. Is that what it's come to? Bottles of water now?
We have had, a semi-truck after semi-truck of bottles of water coming to Flint. That is not a permanent solution to this problem. We are already in a situation where people are talking about what to do with all of these empty water bottles. The city of Flint doesn't even have a curbside recycling program. So that bottled water, while it is appreciated, is not a permanent solution to this problem.
Not by a long shot. Ronald, thank you very much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
Ronald Fonger is a reporter for the Flint Journal. He's been writing about this water contamination issue since 2014. The authorities for all that time have been denying it until now. Life's a bit rough in the city of Flint at the moment. It's 6:26 on Breakfast.